This Tuesday in St. Cloud, the Greater Minnesota Workers Center and community activists will be protesting for workers' rights at the temp agency of Work Connection. The chairman of the Greater Minnesota Workers Center and sociology professor at St. Cloud State University, Dr. Steve Fillion, comments that worker centers like this one have fought nationally to sustain low-wage workers' rights with the help of their surrounding communities.
And now, worker centers are organizations that around the country have sprung up in the last decade, primarily focusing on low-income wage earners and organizing them, and which believes that the best way to protect the rights of low-income workers is to organize them and organize them with the support of the community.
Dr. Fillion also pointed out that the abuse workers have gotten from temp agencies isn't primarily based on where the worker is originally from.
The temporary nature of the workforce is a problem that is affecting all workers, whether they're recently arrived immigrants or workers whose families have been here for 200 years. So the reports of the kinds of abuses of rights that workers experience when they're dealing with temp agencies is not something that we see as something that only immigrants experience, but immigrants are very vulnerable to abuse because they are disproportionately found in the temporary wage-earning force.
Along with protesting on Tuesday will be public remarks from Dr. Fillion and workers that will comment on the abuse they have received from working under a temp agency.
I know that as the chair of this organization, I'll be one of the speakers. There'll be another person speaking will be Jama Alamad, who runs an organization called Community Grassroots Solutions, which is an NGO working with the Somali refugees. And another person will be Mustafa Abdullahi, who is a volunteer in the Somali community working with refugee workers, who's been helping mobilize support for the rally. And we'll be having at least two workers speaking at the rally about the kinds of what they perceive to be abuses that they've experienced with Work Connection in town.
Dr. Fillion also discussed the goals that he and the Greater Minnesota Workers Center would like to achieve from this event.
In the short term, we'd like to see Work Connection addressing some of these complaints that they feel that Work Connection has not been addressing seriously enough. In the longer term, I think what we'd like to do is to broach a conversation and to also find ways to change the strategy of developing the economy in St. Cloud away from one that encourages temporary agencies as the means for both hiring and dealing with workplace issues. And that's what we think really makes workers, whether they're immigrant or not, more vulnerable in an economy that's already very, very much in flux.
For KVSC News, I'm John Peterson.